KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Amazon's cloud computing service experienced a major outage today, disrupting services around the world, including Snapchat, Roblox, Amazon's Ring, and Alexa services. Most have now been restored as they continue looking into exactly what happened. Detectives in Paris keeping the Louvre closed for another day following the jewel heist on Sunday morning, the thieves making off with priceless French crown jewels.
The raid lasted all of 7 minutes before they escaped on scooters. But the gang seems to have dropped the 200-year-old crown of Empress Eugenie, Napoleon's wife. It was damaged but recovered at the scene.
That's ABC's James Longman in Paris outside the museum. Prince Andrew agreeing to give up his royal titles, including the Duke of York, following years of scandals and questions about his acquaintances, including one-time friend Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump hosting the Prime Minister of Australia at the White House, an Oval Office meeting coming up shortly. This is ABC News.
Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The numbers are in, and Wisconsin again has a big surplus. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Evers administration has announced the state ended fiscal year 2025 with a positive ending balance of $4.6 billion in the general fund, the state's main checking account exceeding previous estimates by over $265 million. Additionally, the state's rainy day fund, also known as the budget stabilization fund, increased to approximately $2 billion. This is the largest balance in the rainy day fund in state history, which has grown by over $1.6 billion under Governor Evers' leadership, more than six times what it was at the end of fiscal year 2018. According to the Department of Administration, notably, the six largest ending general fund balances in state history have all occurred in the six full fiscal years that Governor Evers has been in office.
Meanwhile, advocates are asking for help after repeated vandalism at Pheasant Branch Conservancy. Dane County Parks staff have relocated a trail and they closed an old one. The goal is for that to turn back into wild prairie. But volunteers say someone keeps coming and reopening the old trail. Volunteers believe they're even bringing their own equipment to do it. Now, friends of Pheasant Branch Conservancy are asking people to keep an eye out when they visit and report it if they may have seen something odd so they can find the people responsible. Meanwhile, one of Dane County's public wild properties is now a whole lot bigger. The Sugar River Wildlife Area is in Verona and Montrose Township. It first opened in 2018 with 60 acres of land. It's now expanded with more than 900 acres. Anybody who visits can hike, snowshoe, hunt, fish, canoe, and kayak. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
A comeback win for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers scored in the final 2 minutes to beat the Cardinals 27-23 here at State Farm Stadium. Matt LaFleur, on a critical 4th-and-2, decided to let Jordan Love keep a winning drive alive with a pass to Tucker Kraft.
For Matt to decide to go for that right there in that situation, to have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play, and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, that's one of those, it's one of those decisions that, you know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off like that when you go out there and get the win. And then obviously to finish off with a touchdown was huge.
Tucker Kraft had 5 catches for 58 yards, including a touchdown play that they ran last week against the Bengals.
It's a big play within our offense. You know, we're just tallying them up at this point because we run it so often. We know that they know.
So the Packers improved to 4-1-1 and for now remain atop of their division. Tonight, it's the Lions and Buccaneers in Detroit on Monday Night Football with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, breezy and warmer than yesterday with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, some showers likely mainly in the evening, lows in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, showers redeveloping in the afternoon, breezy and much cooler, highs only near 50. Current temperature is 46.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm joined by my special guest, Tom Paulsiewicz. We dive into Donald Trump's plan to dispatch the IRS against his enemies and Magic Mike's refusal to seat the newest elected congresswoman. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX Madison. Come for the cheese. Stay because your car won't start.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wiser.
He will not want to leave. He set it up with his, I guess he's the Goebbels of the cabinet, Stephen Miller. He's a Nazi. Yes, he is, and he's Jewish, and he should be ashamed of himself.
Oh, boy.
There's nothing like Robert De Niro telling you off. You mother, you son of a... All right. Look, our alpha liberal friend is here.
Give me a guest who is profane. Ain't got time for someone mundane. Dummy days are gone in the basement of her home. Cause her mama, she brought us Clochette. Mama don't care how much that she's got to spend. Got to get Cliff Schecter jingle in. Grumpy days are gone in the basement of her home. Cause her mama, she brings us Cliff Schecter.
Yeah, yeah. Mama, happy No exactly. King's Day. The day after. There's got to be a morning after. Good morning.
Oh, God.
The morning after, the day after.
Yeah, well, yeah. The theme song to the Poseidon Adventure, Stephanie?
Yes, well, what else is this administration? How was your No Kings?
The day after makes me think about that movie in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
Like, that feels a lot like the Trump administration.
The movie where everybody dies?
Orange nuclear
like,
winter.
The nuclear explosions that we saw, I think there's the one they show up close is in Kansas there or whatever, did less damage to the state than Trump has done already. So,
how was your No Kings in Cincinnati?
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
I
mean, just like what we saw nationwide. I haven't seen an exact number, but like we did last time, we punched above our weight class on it. I mean, this is a liberal city at this point, and I'm sure it was well into six figures. You know, and you know, I mean, I saw the 7 million figure. You start doing math on that, and it's like, that's 2 million more than they'd said last time. I'm sure that doesn't count everybody. They can't count everybody, I would think. And that's still like over 1%, 1.25%, some of that, of the U.S. population. So good stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know it was L.A. We had like 11 billion. There was right every like few blocks. There was a different
give
one.
Or take.
Yeah. We had so many. It was fantastic.
How many did you have there, including the ice guys or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it was, as I described it, like a joyful noise. Can I just say, so Robert De Niro was talking about Stephen Miller. What is wrong with this guy? Have you seen him on TV? He was just on with Hannity. He's just like screaming his head off. Like, first of all, they all seem to have some weird anger management problem. He accused J.B. Pritzker of being a moron who hates America. And the left needs to watch the rhetoric, right? He said you can't love your country and then fight President Trump to keep murderers murdering. You call this out, but they're always such ridiculous straw man arguments. Nobody wants to keep murderers murdering. Their arguments never make any sense.
They do, because the first, we've got the first person identified who is a very dangerous narco, or I guess we should call him a fish trafficker from Trinidad and Tobago. who they bombed, and they I was almost going to use the F word. I stopped myself. They murdered this person because, again, yeah. I'm tired of like people saying it in a nice way. They knew who these people were. Right. They knew he wasn't a narco trafficker. They murdered him. They broke international law. They broke American law. They ignored the U.S. Constitution. And that's just one of I don't know how many cases. So Stephen Miller opening his yap, I mean, yeah. versus J.B. Pritzker, like, it's laughable.
So Miller continued to shout about Pritzker's unwillingness to work with this administration. Yeah, nobody's going to work, get closer to fascism. Saying he wants to protect murderers, the people that are shooting people. Even as Hannity's outro music sounded, signaling that a commercial break was approaching, Miller continued shouting, Chicago's more dangerous than Baghdad. It's more dangerous than Mexico City. Shame on Pritzker. God bless President Trump for fighting this, for the citizens of this country.
God.
As the music continued to play.
Yeah, then he just continued.
I'm glad you're doing that because we should be playing those kinds of things more often. The only conclusion I can come to with Stephen Miller is somebody told him, the more you yell, the more your hair grows back. That's my theory. I don't know what other theory he's offering. Or maybe the minoxidil dripped into the ears. And I don't know, like that Rudy Giuliani stuff. I don't know what's going on. I just, to be so angry and to hate people in that way.
Yeah.
And again, like, I'm not a very good representation of Judaism because, like, my family hasn't been in a temple in I don't know how long, like, we're as secular gets.
Yeah.
But nowhere in Judaism are there any teachings to hate immigrants in the manner this child does? And he is a child.
Welcome the stranger is one of the biggest, themes in the Bible. But anyway.
Exactly. Ignore that one. I mean, he just, look, it went viral again recently, a post from his own cousin basically saying how she had panic attacks and all of this because of the shame he had brought to their family, because of the reminders of how their family escaped the Holocaust. Generally, everybody can have one person or whatever. When you're like Paul Gosar, like Laura Ingraham, when pretty much your whole family hates you and has written you out and says you're a crazy person that doesn't represent them, it's a pretty good sign that maybe
Well, and by the way, you were talking about the young. Well, we have to cease calling them the young Republicans.
Yeah, because they're not.
You
young.
Said the human.
The
form,
young incels works.
You said the human form of no one ever swiped right.
And then you said that was in my Substack. Yeah.
And you said master race. Did they think it was master Bates? Somehow, young Republicans in this chat are at an age where minoxidil is a thing. They probably had their first crypto scams a decade ago. They grow up so fast, don't they?
There's 50-year-old dudes.
Yeah,
in there,
they all look 50.
They're like, does young Republican, like, do they define young as, like, I've never had an experience with a member of my own or the opposite sex or without a toy in the room, or I'm going to stop myself before I get you in trouble. But I mean, those guys, and I'm sorry, I don't care. Call me a looksist. Call me whatever the hell you want. Yeah. Like the image in my head when I read those of what they wrote was literally what they looked like. I thought to myself, I know what these guys look like.
Right.
And they looked exactly like that.
Yeah.
And that is the group of people Trump appeals to, right? I mean, look at Stephen Miller. It's people that hate everybody because they have personality disorders and other disorders where they were rejected forever. My point in that whole thing was just stop complaining about being called Nazis if you're Nazis.
Yeah.
I mean,
Well, and also, so the New York GOP moves to disband the Young Republicans after the racist group text scandal. But I love that you just retweeted, the only thing Democratic voters in New York State should be focused on is getting our leaders to commit to eliminating each and every Republican House district in that state. Because I guess they're supposed to have more moderate Republicans, right? But it doesn't matter. This has become this whole party. Look at pardoning George Santos, the 18th. Person he's commuted. They're just crooks. They're all crooks, and they all defend the other crooks as long as they vote Republican.
Yeah, it's a mafia organization at this point. The thing is, and you have to, and that's not like an ad hominem. I think you literally have to look at it as you've got a godfather in Trump. What he says goes. Fascism traditionally is you defend your nation. You believe that the Aryan people are superior or whatever. Sure, a lot of these guys are that, and they're racist, and they're whatever. But the key part of it all isn't that, because Trump will betray this country and betray those Aryan people in a second if it puts money in his pocket.
Yeah.
It is a mob organization to about power and money, and that's all we have going on. So in New York, look, I want every state in the country. I think there should be a national law where there are fair districts. But if these people are going to make sure there's no accountability for their horrific actions by stealing seats in Texas, they're doing it here in Ohio right now, and I may be this week or next week having on the state house leader on my live stream, because the state Supreme Court, including one Republican, passed a law here or a constitutional amendment here that said there must be fair districts. And they not only slow walked it for a while, so they only added one more Democratic district, they're now completely ignoring it to try to add three more Republican ones. They don't follow the law. They don't believe in democracy. They are Nazis. Everybody practice saying that. Stop, like, using euphemisms.
I mean, you retweeted, because everybody's got a story. We're under a state of emergency in L.A. because of being terrorized by ICE here. But Tony said this was not a cartel boss plucked from his mansion. This was a 13-year-old, somebody's child, taken from his family, removed from his junior high school, driven hundreds of miles to rot in a juvenile facility. He's not a flight risk. He is not a threat. We were telling you the story about, you know, the shooting artillery shells over the Five out here this weekend, just in a, you know, who's is bigger contest. That's all it was. It was not a coincidence, Cliff, that it was the day of the No Kings rally. Right. They decided they're going to have this
alert,
big...
They're all micro. So, you know, why measure? There's a point where something gets so small that is it really worth measuring?
Now listen, him masturbating with tweezers on South Park was
what those guys did was very well done. To give credit where due on that piece you were quoting from, and thank you, from the subject, that was written by the brilliant David Schuster.
Yes.
He wrote about that 13-year-old who did nothing,
yeah,
who was grabbed, who was thrown into a cage like an animal. And you know, if you can't, that's the thing for me right now, and I think that's the thing that sort of separates out who is who in our society, because if you can't get so ferociously angry at the nature of how they treat children, of how they treat innocent people, of just the viciousness, the cruelty, if you can't get that way, you're not somebody I really want anything to do with.
Yeah.
You're not a human being, as far as I'm concerned, because I don't understand how any human being can watch that done to another human being who is an innocent child and not lose it.
Yeah. Well, so just talking a little more about what happened out here, Governor Newsom bashed J.D. Vance Sunday, saying he was reckless to move forward with a celebration of the Marine Corps a day after the vice president's security motorcade was hit by shrapnel from a prematurely detonated shell. This is why it was a bad idea and why the governor had to shut down the freeway.
The Republicans have a lot of prematurely detonated shells, let's just say.
Yes. So they were dropping fragments on California Highway Patrol vehicles, right, and motorcycles.
Yep.
Governor Newsom said, "We love our Marines, owe a debt of gratitude to Camp Pendleton, but next time the vice president of the White House shouldn't be so reckless with people's lives for their vanity projects." He blasted Vance, saying the celebration was a profoundly absurd show of force that could put Californians directly in harm's way. I mean, it's kind of the point, right? I mean, it couldn't be any clearer how much he hates California.
It's bullying. It's threatening. I mean, when you get to the point where, you know, he says out loud the stuff, you know, that should have him in prison, which is he's going into certain cities or doing whatever because they didn't vote for him. He's pardoning George Santos, who, by the way, everybody should get a list of George Santos's donors who are now not going to get their money back that he ripped off and used in his lifestyle. Maybe see if they'll rethink being Republicans and donate to the Democratic Party, because Trump's, by pardoning Santos, he now doesn't have to pay back any of those people whose money he ripped off.
Yeah.
But why did he do it? He's like, Santos, you know, he's a Republican. He supports me. That's everything in Trump's life. It always has been. The dictators that like him could mass murder any number of people, but they like me. It is all about that. And so, you know, when it comes to what Gavin Newsom's doing, good for him. The only question I ask, and Pritzker has brought this up, and I know you guys have Glenn Kirshner on a decent amount, maybe others of the legal profession who would know more than me. But I've read in numerous places that if these guys like ICE are violating state law, which a judge ordered in Chicago that they are not allowed, they have to identify themselves, If they don't do it, I don't understand why the state police or the police of Chicago cannot arrest them.
Yeah.
They don't have immunity from state laws they're breaking.
Yeah.
Just because they're from the federal government.
It's a good point. Putting that on my Glenn list.
Well,
all right.
Please, maybe I'll see if Glenn wants to come. I'm going to try to have somebody on my live streams this week because I want an answer to that question, which is if Pritzker and Newsom and other governors like that would take it to the next level and start arresting these guys.
Yeah. Listen, do it. I just came on your show to get next to David Schuster. I just used you to get to David Schuster. So, you know,
you
send his bait.
You
send his
bait. Next to David Schuster? I mean, my whole plan for starting a Substack was to get next to David Schuster.
I'm just kidding. I love doing your show. All right. Do we have a foot the hour? 20 minutes after the hour, alpha liberal Cliff Schechter is here. We roll along.
This is Too Weird, Man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring. Give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate and is backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com, use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring. Save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. That's Zyppah.com. The code is Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Zepa, Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. Well, every Sunday morning, my puppies and I pile onto the couch, coffee in hand, cartoons on, wrapped in the softest blanket we own, the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, that's when Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transform my sleep. Made from viscose from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so I actually sleep cooler. Silky smooth, breathable, built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every single night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Upgrade the place you spend the most time, your bed. Visit CozyEarth.com. My code is Stephanie for up to 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Because home isn't just where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth one more time. That's CozyEarth.com. Don't forget to type in Stephanie for that 20% off. CozyEarth.com.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Put now. Stephanie Miller.
Yep. Hey, tomorrow we have Jody Hamilton, Charlie Pierce, and Rachel Bitticoffer.
That's right.
Wow.
Alpha Liberal.
What a combo.
Yeah. Alpha Liberal, Cliff Schechter is here. Chris, who said, I think no one knows better than President Trump what a weaponized Justice Department looks like, and this is exactly it. Who said that?
The Aardvark and the Anteater.
No, that would be Katara Ravache, George Santos, who Cliff mentioned earlier.
I should have said Trixie Mattel.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see his long, stupid statement comparing him to Senator Blumenthal? I'm like, oh, give me a break. He pled guilty to multiple charges, right? And Senator Blumenthal, okay, he used the word in Vietnam as opposed to during Vietnam. Right. He did serve. The bottom line is Senator Blumenthal did serve. You know, because
yeah. Bone Spur McGee.
By the way, that's not a lie. He didn't commit a crime. George Santos pled guilty, right? Mm-hmm. To several crimes.
Stole people's identities. That's sort of a bad thing, most people would say.
Yeah, exactly. Representative Lee Stefanik, we were talking about New York Republicans, branded Zohran Mamdani a jihadist and a raging anti-Semite. Wow, they are really freaked out about this. Harry Enton, the CNN data chief, said the race is pretty much over following the debate unless Andrew Cuomo pulls off something historically unprecedented. Cuomo will need to become Teddy Roosevelt, he said, overnight if he has any chance on closing in of... So his Mondami's September lead of 15 points is now at 18 points, it looks like. And I keep saying, Cliff, I couldn't be more impressed when I saw him on Fox last week and in this debate. I thought he just pantsed Cuomo. What did you think?
I mean, you know, I don't like using pants and Cuomo in the same sentence considering what he had to leave office for. But to your point, pants. I mean, you know, the fact that whoever these folks were the folks who wanted to stop Mamdani couldn't come up with something better than a guy that was forced out of office for sexual harassment, maybe assault. Yeah. I don't remember, so yeah. I don't want to say that definitively. But certainly, harassment is a jackass. Ooh,
also, Trump rooting.
Everybody hates
appearing to root for Cuomo in New York City. Only makes New Yorkers want to vote for Mondami 25 times. Do you know what I mean?
I know a bunch of people.
Like these rallies are this big because they kept insulting us and calling us all terrorists, right? You know.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm going to be honest, okay? And I'm hoping he straightens things out. Mamdani has said a few things at times that have upset me as somebody of Jewish origin. I think it was insensitive. I don't think he really is anti-Semitic. And I would vote for him 10,000 times. Well, now Trump's going to come arrest me over Cuomo. I don't think he's an anti-Semite. I think that he comes from a different background and has said some things that I would like him to address. Otherwise, his economic proposals, everything, all of his proposals for New York are so head and above, you know, what they're doing, people like Cuomo. And again, if we take the Cuomo route, if we take the wimpy Chuck Schumer route, I'm sorry, we will lose or we will not win that big. If we realize the world we're living in right now, where the same group of billionaire losers alongside Donald Trump are ripping away our health care, are ripping away our SNAP benefits and everything to hand to billionaires, while they also rip away our freedom and our democracy to also hand to billionaires. If we run those kinds of campaigns, we will win. We will win huge.
Yeah, he blasted Cuomo for being Trump's alleged puppet. He said he stressed that Cuomo didn't call Trump out by name when he responded to the indictment of Letitia James. He said, you'll issue a statement that doesn't even name the president. No matter what you think about Donald Trump, you know that not even be able to name him is an act of cowardice. This is what we would see from Donald Trump's puppet. I mean, the more Donald Trump threatens New York not to vote for Tommy, I'm telling you, it's probably only helping him.
Oh, of course it is.
It's not an accident that he dropped poop on New York City because he knows how
much
they
hate. That was a really nice one. That'll help him. Mamdani's running a fantastic race. We're being objective about it.
You know, he's not doing the fake, hey, look at me, I know how to use TikTok, or hey, I'm going to take a film with this person. Okay, I see that we have to go to a break.
Yes. Come back. Heartbreak right back. Here. More Cliff.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait. Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The price to park at Dane County Regional Airport and the Alliant Energy Center could soon go up. Right now, it costs about $8 for most cars to park at the Alliant Energy Center. The county board is considering raising that to $10. At the airport, the maximum daily rate for the surface lot would go from $8 to $12, and at the economy lot, it would go from $6 to $10. Parking costs at the airport have stayed the same since 2008. County board documents show raising the prices would bring in at least an extra $1.4 million every year. The county's Public Works and Transportation Committee has approved these changes. Eventually, they'll go to the full county board. Meanwhile, as it gets colder here, there are more flights to warm destinations. Starting this week, the Dane County Regional Airport will have new nonstop flights to Phoenix and Fort Myers. And then in a couple weeks, there will be a new one to Miami, too. The airport director says there's high demand for these trips, and this summer was the busiest on record for the airport. And Wisconsin's favorite convenience store is no longer taking pennies. Here's Connie Fellman.
No more pennies at Quick Trip. The company just announced they're going penniless. Cash transactions will now be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents. So if you're paying with cash, you could actually save a couple cents. You'd pay a buck, for example, if your total is $1.04. Credit card and digital transactions, though, will stay the same. In a statement, the company says they made the move because their penny supplies are exhausted and they haven't gotten enough guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury after the decision to stop minting new pennies. According to its website, Quick Trip serves almost 12 million people every week. It has stores across Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, and South Dakota.
That's Connie Fellman. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds set to increase this afternoon. Breezy south winds to 30 and highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, have the rain gear. Showers likely, then gradual clearing overnight. Lower 40s, it'll stay breezy. More showers on Tuesday. It's 50 at our studios.
The John and Gordy Show.
And then they settle for lower tariffs, but still high tariffs. And everybody's going, oh, what a relief. No, it wasn't a relief. It was a distraction. It was a con.
We have Matt on the phone.
MAGA's a big cop-out. It's all smoke and mirrors because they know they can't compete with China. So instead of trying to invest and compete, we're just going to make most of the Americans poor and impoverished. We're going to go back to slavery.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Amy Gaither, director of a new show at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls. Then Eric and Adam from Ask Your Mother drop by to rock the studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Housing. It's not an option. It's...
Look at this huge crowd right here in our nation's capital. But it is not just here, as I understand that today, October 18th, 2025, there are more people out on the streets in more communities all over our country than we have ever seen in American history.
Woo! Thea was at her rally in North Carolina. Thea, you're on with Cliff Schechter. Hello.
Hello, Steph. Hi, Cliff. Hi,
hello.
Chris and Bella. So little island off near Virginia. Chris, you know, the Outer Banks.
Yep,
and,
absolutely.
We have had several, yes, and we've had several protests. And this one, I think they said we had about 1,200 to 1,500 people. Wow. Was completely peaceful until some psychopath, MAGA, mm-hmm. drove her car right near the sidewalk where we were all standing.
Wow.
She could have hit somebody, but the reason why she did it was she jumped out of her car to grab a flag that somebody was holding and was screaming that it's not our flag, it's her flag. It's not your flag, it's not your flag. You can look it up on Facebook. It's all over. My friend from California sent it. Was the one who actually sent it to me.
Okay.
Crazy, absolutely crazy. She's going to be let out, and She tends to do a lot of crazy things. She writes things on her truck window during Pride Week, and she just says heinous things. She's been dropping things off on teachers' windows.
Can I ask a question?
When they say
they're going to let her out, I mean, didn't she commit a form of assault? Like, what's the – is she not being charged? Do you know she's being charged with anything for that?
Well, from what I've heard was she was arrested. They let her go on $1,500 bail, and she may be charged with attempted vehicular manslaughter. Obviously nobody was hurt.
You know what?
But just because she's bad at vehicular manslaughter doesn't mean she's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, right?
You know,
exactly.
That's literally what the whole fight is. Whose America is it? You know, and our drop 20 years ago was taking back God, taking back the flag, taking back America, and all before breakfast, right? Because we kept saying that, bring an American flag. It's one of the things I hate, Cliff, is that seems to be like, they think they own it now, you know?
And they always have, you know? It just takes me back to the book that, I mean, there's many things predicting this, right? It can't happen here.
Yes.
Like Sinclair Lewis, when fascism comes to America, it'll be, it'll be carrying a cross and draped in a flag, that kind of thing. I mean, they try to claim that thing, that for them, but that flag represents the American Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the kind of government, a democratically elected government, a republic, what we were going to set up. And this person who would drive her car on a sidewalk to hit people obviously believes in none of those principles. Right. It is not her flag, and it never will be unless she massively changes who she is.
Well, we were on a station here in Los Angeles called Progressive Talk, and when they changed format, they changed to The Patriot and went to all conservative programming.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
and we were always like, no, we're patriots too.
Yeah. Why do conservatives have, you know, the monopoly on Patriot?
Yep.
Well, we've let them steal certain parts of the language, and that's been our mistake for a long time.
Yeah.
I think one of the really good things.
I'm glad these young Republican texts came out, because I'm like, that's your America. Mm-hmm. This is ours. What you see, at these
gas chambers are funny. That's their America. You know, our America is Seneca Falls.
Yeah.
You know, our America is the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
Our America. You know,
I just got to talk to Andrew Young Friday. I'm like, that's our America, what he fought for.
Absolutely.
Seth in L.A., you're on with Cliff. Hello. Hey, Seth.
Yeah, hey, I went to El Segundo.
Okay.
I was in my inflatable unicorn costume with my Patriot tri-corner hat and jacket.
Awesome.
And people came up to me and said, "Do you watch the Stephanie Miller Show everywhere?"
Aw, that's so sweet.
That.
But I wanted to let Cliff know. Cliff,
yes.
I went to the Young Republicans website and looked it up. They define young as younger than Mitch McConnell.
or Chuck Grassley.
I'm so mad, Seth, that you thought of that and I didn't, because I kept joking in that piece, if people want to check it out. As I went on in the piece, purposely, what was young kept getting older and older. Like, it started off as up to 40, and eventually I was talking about people in their 50s. And then it was like, if you're getting Social Security checks, I didn't quite make it to, like, Chuck Grassley, like 147.
Yeah,
but I was getting
there. By the way, a lot of people did want selfies and knew who I was. My friends were like, a lot of people know who you are. I'm like, this is kind of my.
This is kind of my people. You're cool.
Yeah. We're kind of in the mother load of my people. We're not just randomly on the streets.
Yeah.
You're among your people.
Yes.
But, you know, as a friend of mine called it, used to call it with me, they'd say it was bowling fame. There's a small group of people who are obsessed, and love you, and nobody else knows who you are.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's me.
Yeah.
I'm sure you, there's many more who know who you are.
No.
But, you know, that's
so we talked about the Mamdani race. Can I just say, so top Democrats in Pennsylvania are reportedly circling Senator Fetterman and plotting a potential primary challenge, to which I say, oh, good.
Please do that.
Oh, good. Yes. I mean, honestly. I don't even want to speculate what is wrong with him or what, but it just, I mean, Brendan Boyle, who we love, that we have on all the time.
Oh, my God. Just, he's had some of the things he's been willing to put on Twitter. I kept some of his stuff originally. He's, he'd be really good.
Yeah, he branded Fetterman Trump's favorite Democrat, accused him of kissing the ring with his Mar-a-Lago visit earlier this year. Connor Lamb also drawing some. So, God, I was so struck, Cliff, having Andrew Young on Friday, that it's because of Manchin and Sinema that we don't have the Voting Rights Act that we obviously desperately need now with what's happening at the Supreme Court.
Well,
please, God, save us from.
It's because of that, and I would argue that it's because of Democratic, you know, leadership always following norms and not realizing the threat soon enough, because I'm going to say this till I'm blue in the face. The filibuster is unconstitutional. It exists nowhere in the Constitution. Constitution says the Senate is a majority body. It was an accident of history, and we just kind of ignored it and let the people get away with it who would only use it to block civil rights legislation, which was horrible in and of itself. And then McConnell took it and turned it into a you need 60 votes for everything. Anybody who remembers back to the 90s or anything, you didn't need 60 votes for everything. Right away, the presiding officer of the Senate, who is the VP when we control it, should have eliminated it, called it what it was, unconstitutional, and been done with it. But you're correct. Otherwise, Sinema, Manchin, now Fetterman. Fetterman, I look at it as a little bit differently. Honestly, I know you said you don't want to diagnose or whatever, but when I hear the stories of his own wife coming into the office to meet with staffers and ask if they can help because she doesn't recognize him anymore.
I just think he needs
the stroke.
Help.
I think the stroke, I think all that stuff changed. I mean, it changes your brain chemistry.
Yeah.
And so I get angry at him, but not in the same way that I did at Manchin and Sinema, because I don't think he's himself anymore. But I do think obviously we need to primary him and get him out of there.
Yeah.
But,
well, if the reporting is correct, Cliff, it sounds like he's a danger to perhaps himself and others. And
I worry he is to himself and others. And so, you know.
All right. So speaking of votes, Trump lashed out at Representative Thomas Massey in a Friday night rant as he leads a revolt in the House over the release of the Epstein files. He said, third-rate Congressman Thomas Massey, a weak and pathetic rhino from the great Commonwealth of Kentucky, a place I love and won six times, must be thrown out of office ASAP. Wow. I mean, TikTok mother, right?
Yeah.
Because they are going to have to swear in Grijalva, and they have the votes, right?
Two things. One, I never in my life, it's kind of like I found myself saying certain things about Marjorie Taylor Greene that scare me. I've never in my life thought I would say after, you know, Massey with his family took the Manson family Christmas picture with the assault rifles in front of the Christmas tree, that how much the guts that guy has, because clearly some of these other Republicans wait till they're out of office when, gee, thanks. He is standing up to him right now, doesn't care. Trump challenged him in his own district, I believe, last time around, and he won. He's not scared of him at all and standing right up to him. And that's what's driving Trump crazy.
I say, let's take after England. Prince Andrew got deduked. Is that what you?
That's right.
Can't we de-president for the Epstein files? He got deduked.
Again, watching Mike Johnson, that little pipsqueak wimp. I mean, I can't say he's just a little. Oh, God. And he just sits there and he's like, it's not for that reason. Like if you saw the video of Ruben Gallego getting in his face about it, the senator from Arizona and saying, calling him a pedo enabler. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe, again, this Democrats, listen, we're falling down on messaging. Just call him a pedo enabler.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yep.
And then see what he does.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. So Hakeem Jeffries, we like the fighters, pulled no punches, blasting Caroline Leavitt. She said, he said, we've already seen a rise in political violence and hatred in America. You've got swastikas apparently appearing in the offices of Republican members of Congress. You've got young Republicans engaging in the most anti-Semitic racist speech possible. This is apparently who many of these people are. They are ripping the sheets off in plain view of the American people. You've got Caroline Leavitt, who's sick. She's out of control. I'm not sure whether she's just demented, ignorant, a stone-cold liar, or all of the above, but the notion that the official White House spokesperson would say that the Democratic Party consists of terrorists, violent criminals, and undocumented immigrants just makes no sense. I'm telling you, Cliff, I think it's what made these protests so big, is them continually calling them the Hate America rally and calling all of us names.
Well, there's no doubt when people show up dressed as unicorns, it's obviously, hateful. The rallies, the beauty of it is, there may have been a few incidents here and there. I don't know of any. But in all of them, people were peaceful. People, often were having fun. We're dancing. Yeah. We're singing. We're doing whatever. I think we showed them, and again, that's a 1.25% or something, 1 1/3 of the U.S. population was out there. It was incredible, and they are scared of it, just as they're scared of why, Mike Johnson is running away hiding in closets. Cloakrooms.
I'm sorry.
In the cloakroom there in the Capitol, because he doesn't want to vote on this because he knows that Grijalva will give us the 218th vote.
Yeah.
They don't want the combination of Trump aging and getting weaker, the Epstein stuff, and some of the stuff going on in the Middle East has made it. There's other issues, too. Trump has become so weak that you can already see some of the conservatives stepping away from him.
Can we talk about the Middle East? First of all, they were, I don't know which Sunday show they were. They didn't mention the rallies till the end of the show. And meanwhile, they had, Jared on to talk about this peace deal that fell apart in 24 hours like we knew
Kushner?
It would after Trump says the war's over.
Yep.
So J.D. Vance took, he was asked about Israeli Defense Forces, claims that Hamas has already broken the ceasefire agreement. The Israeli military was striking the Gaza Strip after two separate Hamas attacks. Vance said, it's going to be complicated. There's going to be fits and starts. That's not what Trump said. Trump said the war's over. I deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, right?
Well, in J.D. Vance's defense, he was busy practicing ordering donuts in front of a mirror. So he was kind of busy at the time. And that takes a lot of work to sort of learn how to interact with other humans, whether you want the sprinkled or the Boston cream.
Whatever makes sense. What donuts make sense, Cliff?
Right. And how do you tell another human you'd like donuts without sounding like your AI? So in his case, he was probably busy with that because he has the personality of this pen. But in regard to what you're saying, again, that's his job, mop up on aisle 5.
Yeah.
He's just there to clean up after Trump and to be the fascist who talks to Peter Thiel and talks to the Project 2025 guys and talks to the Opus Dei that controls our Supreme Court, because he's all of those things. He's their go-to on these.
How telling is this? One reporter asked about Trump telling Fox News he had no hard timeline for disarming Hamas. Vance said, the president's actually making a very important point here, which is we don't actually know what the reality on the ground is there. Really? Well, then why did he say the war is over when he had no actual plan?
How many times has he done that?
Yeah.
Right? He's done that. He's like, all right, it's done. There's peace. It's very inconvenient that everything doesn't really work out on Donald Trump's schedule. I know we thank him still for ending the war in Ukraine on day one.
Yes.
He's just such a freaking clown. He exists because other Republicans cower, because we haven't hit him hard enough, and because the corporate media treats him not as a clown, but as an actual legitimate person. And that means all sorts of people that don't pay close attention to elections never hear. My favorite project would be if anybody in corporate media would just share his tweets and share things like that video of him dropping poop on New York from, and you don't even need any commentary.
Yeah.
Just show what the man sends out and what he says at 2 a.m. in the morning when he's rage tweeting
whatever,
after he's snorted some Tony Montana level of Adderall and he's sitting on his golden crapper and he has nothing else to do. And it's like, if you just do that, you don't have to say any of the stuff that I'm saying.
He didn't even bring enough for everybody. Just saying, it would have been nice.
Who am I, the bad guy? the bad guy?
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by you.
What?
Waking up with, scritch, congestion, runny nose.
Ugh,
what do you got?
The worst.
You got the ick, you got the dreck, you're getting sick. What do? Tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of people with ick and dreck, and then God knows what the other thing is they have, right?
Yeah.
What is that sore? Ugh. Okay,
MAGA.
Or you just open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds. They nip it in the bud right now. It is not a first aid kit. There are doctor-prescribed meds in there to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor. No more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are right here in my kit, right here. Tappy, tappy, tappy.
Mm-hmm.
Order yours online in minutes. your kid will be rushed to your door. $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Oh, my God. That's like my favorite show ever.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everybody, it's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zepa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway, basically, right?
Opens up your airway, keeps the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near breast cancer research with Zepa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends? Or they're fighting for their lives with it. They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there, behind it, and get cures.
Yep, and it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zepa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
You want to vote for a governor. You do have many to choose from who have served in the assembly. Or you can choose the one of us candidate. Hi, I'm Ryan Sternad. I work for a living. Sure, I don't have elected experience, but I do have working class experience. Won't you want your governor to know what it's like to be in your shoes and to govern that way? For more, go to RyanSternadForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Ryan Sternad for Governor.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again. Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Stephanie Miller.
I can do that with my nose. It's one of my main talents. Yeah. Hi, Cliff Schechter's here.
Hello.
Of Cliff's Edge on Substack, of the founder of Blue Amp Strategies,
yes.
Alpha liberal democratic messaging expert, and our close personal friend.
Yes, we love Cliff.
We do. So, Cliff, the U.S. has killed three in the seventh alleged drug boat, quote-unquote, strike. Oh, I think we need to put drug boat in the same air quotes as young Republican.
Yes.
At this point.
Exactly.
I mean, the people that survived, they're just sending back means, oh, oops, we don't have any evidence, right?
Well, and do you know, I mean, the worst thing about this, there's somebody I know who's been reporting some really interesting stuff on this, that there's... Do you remember Curveball back in the days of the guy who gave us all the fake information to get us to go into Iraq?
Uh-huh.
He was an Iraqi.
He was the unreliable drunk. Yes.
Yes. There are a few wealthy Venezuelans. A guy named Jonathan Larson, who used to produce Chris Hayes' show, who's an awesome dude. He's been reporting this on Substack. He got the information. And it looks like a similar thing is going on. And they're baiting Trump by telling him, and I'm not kidding you, that Venezuela, it's because of Hugo Chavez. How long has he been dead for? Remember that whole theory that they were involved in changing the votes in the Dominion machines and all of that, that somehow, like, Venezuela hacked the election? Yeah, they're using that because Trump, again, is that mentally addled that that is getting him to do this as well as to look tough and all the other stuff. And again, I'm going to say it because it has to be said every time. He is murdering people.
Yeah, thank you.
He has no proof. I mean, even Rand Paul called him out for it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean,
you, any normal person, because you intercept the boat, you find out if it is in fact, so you have evidence, and then you, okay.
You're only bombing it if you're a real president, and it's an imminent threat to the United States.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's due process and everything else, and Trump, he's committed international war crimes.
Yep. Lawless. They're completely lawless. Okay. I say this for you. Representative Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, was outraged that people were mocking Senator Mitch McConnell after he fell while walking in the Senate building, posting a tweet scolding, "No decent person should mock an 83-year-old's fall,"
He
himself is guilty, of course, of a similar offense, because they always are.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
His is much worse if it's the one I think you're going to refer to.
Well, he tweeted a photo of President Biden tripping on the stairs to Air Force One. He's the one that relentlessly mocked the shootings of the Democratic.
That's what I was thinking.
The slaughter of the Minnesota representatives.
Yep. Right. They had not yet caught the murderer. And a good friend of mine who's a congressman here, Craig Landsman, was on that list. Yeah. And so people who were on that list, and the guy had not yet been caught. And Melissa Hortman and her husband had already been murdered. The other two had already been shot. And this guy, Mike Lee, this guy who I would use a lot of profanity to describe, but you guys have, the whole FCC.
Yeah.
And let's just call him a dome-headed, I can't even say a bad D-word.
D-word.
No. Something.
D-word. Yeah.
Dome-headed D-head. D-word.
Okay.
How about that?
D-head.
He just just the evil in doing
that.
Tina Smith, the senator from Minnesota, to take him aside and explain to him like a child. How insensitive it was and how nasty it was, but he's upset about McConnell falling.
I know, as far as
I'm concerned, every time McConnell falls, I'm going to make a Leaning Tower of Pisa joke. I don't care. McConnell helped destroy our democracy and paved the way for Donald Trump.
For today, Republican senators call for disbarring Jack Smith. I mean, from Santos to whatever, they are just completely lawless. They know this is an esteemed Hague prosecutor that was just doing his job. I mean, they are absolutely weaponizing the DOJ like they accused us of, and we never did.
Yes. Thanks, Merrick Garland, by the way, for protecting the reputation of DOJ by not going after them so that then they could use it against us and destroy it.
Follow Cliff Schechter.
We're done.
We love you, Cliff. Go follow Cliff. Read his Substack. Support
him. Subscribe
to it. BlueAmp.co. Come find us. Have fun. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Cliff.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a very disconcerting and busy news and sports weekend. We will sit down and discuss it all with our friend and colleague of Matt Nair on Air, Jay and Matt Nair. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. If you've been trying to get on to your favorite apps or websites today and you've been running into some trouble, it could be because Amazon Web Services, which hosts many of the world's top sites and apps, crashed today. Things are slowly getting back to normal, but some sites, including the Wall Street Journal, are still having trouble. Still no one in custody in connection with the jewelry robbery at the Louvre on Sunday morning. Many of the French crown jewels were taken. Arthur Brand is a Dutch investigator and calls it the heist of the decade.
What everybody fears is that the gold and the silver will be melted down and the jewels will be taken out and sold separately.
President Trump is threatening to cut off all U.S. aid to Colombia, calling that country's president, Gustavo Petro, an illegal drug dealer. Following another military strike in a boat in the Caribbean, Petro says fishermen, not drug dealers, were killed. This is ABC News.